Welcome back to the Book of Psalms. Friends, this is a big one. Psalm 117 is both the middle chapter and the shortest chapter in the whole Bible. A whopping 2 verses. I'm so excited. So let's read it. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And that's it. It's meant to be pithy and powerful, like when 2 lines from a song get stuck in your head, and that is exactly what your heart needs. Now, at the heart of this psalm is a phrase that carries a world of story, both for God's people and for me personally. But let's begin at verse 1. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. We open again with a hallelujah in Hebrew. Remember that these are the Hallel Psalms. They began in 113 and will continue through 118. These have been sung every Passover for many centuries and were almost surely sung by Jesus and the disciples at the Last Supper as they celebrated Passover the night before he was crucified. Praise. Speak well of God. Lift up his name and shine it forth to the world. In other places, the call to praise goes out to Israel, but this one goes out expressly to all you nations. The second line drives it home in perfect parallel. Extol him, all you peoples. That's a big deal. Romans 15 quotes this verse with several others to drive home the truth that God's gospel is for all peoples everywhere. Extol. That's basically a synonym for praise. But in Hebrew, it indicates praise in a loud tone. Lift up your voice and sing it out for the world. And what drives those lungs to shout it out? Verse 2. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. The greatness of God's love is a wonder. The word here for his love is chasdo, a conjugation of that lovely Hebrew word, chesed. That word is so packed with meaning that translators have a tough time choosing the right word to capture it. Some choose unfailing love. Others use loving kindness. And certainly, it carries a sense of love that does not fail and is extraordinarily kind. But above all, it is the word for God's love. And that love is very great. And don't miss the next 2 words, toward us. That phrase changes everything. God isn't just a really loving God in no particular direction. His love is toward us. When John wonders over God's love in his first letter to the church, he says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God." That amazing little fact blows him away, and it blows me away. And then the final word and the heart of this psalm, "And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." Now, if that rings a bell, it should. That phrasing, or something close to it, is used more than 50 times in the Bible. Interesting, this is the only time that we get this exact phrasing. The proclamation that we read over and again is, "His love endures forever." We read it in Psalm 100, 106, 107, 118, and repeated 26 times in Psalm 136. That love is the same chesed, the love of God. Then recently, we also saw that his righteousness endures forever. Through everything, he loves and he does right. But here in Psalm 117 is the only time we read, "His faithfulness endures forever." The Hebrew is emeth. When used to describe a person, it means reliable, trustworthy. When describing facts or claims, it means true. That's why some translations have this verse as, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And really, God's truth and God's faithfulness are 2 sides of the same coin. His word is true. Thus, we can trust him to be faithful to it. He is the truest friend and faithful to that friendship. And here in this verse, his faithfulness endures through every trial, every struggle, every heartbreak and grief, every triumph and success, every failure and loss. His faithfulness to us remains. And isn't that precisely what makes a true friend? Proverbs 18 says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." For me, I see in this new phrasing another aspect to the endurance of God's love. His enduring faithfulness is an expression of his amazing love. And that brings me to my own story with this verse. Peyton said something as we were walking through Psalm 119. You'll likely hear it again, but he said, "There comes a time when you realize that your journey with God's word has been your journey with God." In my life, that's truer than I could ever recount. And the little refrain of this verse is a key mile marker in my journey. The year was 2006. I was leading a mission trip to South Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina, a recovery mission. I chose the story of Ezra for my teaching as the Israelites returned from exile to rebuild their homeland. In chapter 3, the pivotal moment comes when the foundation of the temple has been laid and the people gather to dedicate it. They all shout praise and sing to the Lord. He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever. Those returning from exile, it was a powerful word of strength facing a long road to restoration. But they had started. A foundation was laid for God's dwelling among them. That's where restoration begins. Make room for the Lord. And the one-line song they sung said so much. His love toward us endured. It endured our sin. It endured our failures. It even endured 70 long years in exile. Here it is, strong as ever. He loves us. And looking back on their story, they would find that same phrase. In 1 Chronicles 16, where David laid out instructions for how to praise the Lord, it's there. His love endures forever. In 2 Chronicles 5, when Solomon completed the first temple for God to dwell, this was the one refrain. He is good. His love endures forever. Two chapters later at the dedication, fire came down from heaven to consume the offering, and the people bowed low and said, "He is good. His love endures forever." Generations later, in 2 Chronicles 20, when a vast army came from Edom to attack and the peoples turned to good King Jehoshaphat, for generations they had failed. They had been faithless. But Jehoshaphat turned back to God, and he sent singers ahead of the army to proclaim, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Unfaithfulness by God's people. And the prophet Jeremiah was sent to proclaim judgment and exile. By this time, the sin and violence were endemic, and the very temple of God would be destroyed. Yet even then, Jeremiah pronounced hope to those in exile. "Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever." So by the time Ezra 3 comes and the Israelites have laid the foundation for a restored temple, that phrase is more than a truth. It's part of who they are. It is their story. His love endured it all and will endure it all forever. And back in 2006, Mississippi, as I shared that Bible story with peoples hit by the biggest natural disaster in our nation's history, it hit home for me, too. Oh, the trials that his love had endured in my life. And oh, if I had only known the trials ahead, if I could have only seen just how prophetic that verse would be in my story. And I can't help but wonder what it meant to Jesus and to his disciples as they sang at the Passover. did this short refrain echo in their hearts the following days when all hope seemed lost. And what I really appreciate about Psalm 117, apart from the brief two verses giving me room to tell these stories, is the subtle twist. Not only his love, but his faithfulness endures. He never stops being true. He never stops keeping his promises through all our sin, through all our grief and pain, through all our doubts and struggles. He is faithful. He is the true friend. And for that, the psalm closes as we will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.